The Youth's Instructor, May 1, 1902. The Hand That Never Lets Go. The Youth's Instructor, May 1, 1902. The Hand That Never Lets Go. The sun shone brilliantly on the dazzling snow of one of the highest mountains of the Alps, as a traveler followed his guide along the narrow path. The Englishman reveled in the scenes of beauty through which he passed. He had confidence in his guide and followed fearlessly in his footsteps, though the track was entirely new to him. Suddenly he hesitated, for the bold mountaineer stepped across a narrow but very deep chasm, and then, holding out his hand, asked the Englishman to take it and step across. Still the traveler hesitated, but the guide encouraged him to obey, saying reassuringly, "Take my hand. That hand never lets go." Dear young friends, one greater than any human guide calls upon you to follow him over the heights of patience and self-sacrifice. The path is not an easy one. Christ says, "Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." In order to follow this path, we must lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets us. Directly at the entrance of the path lies the cross of self-denial. This we must lift if we would follow the Savior. We must rid ourselves of pride and selfishness. While weighed down by them, we cannot scale the heights over which Christ bids us follow him. All the way along, Satan has prepared pitfalls for the feet of the unwary. But following our guide, we may walk with perfect security, for the path is consecrated by his footsteps. It may be steep and rugged, but he has traveled it. His feet have pressed down the thorns to make the way easier for us. Every burden we are called upon to bear, he himself has borne. Personal contact with him brings light and hope and power. Of those who follow him, he says, "They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. I, the Lord, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." More precious in the Savior's sight than the whole world is the soul who gives himself to Jesus. Christ would have passed through the agony of Calvary that one soul might be saved in his kingdom. He will never abandon one for whom he has died. Unless his children choose to leave him, he will hold them fast. Christ's true disciples follow him through sore conflicts, enduring self-denial and experiencing bitter disappointment. But this teaches them the guilt and woe of sin, and they are led to look upon it with abhorrence. Being partakers of Christ's sufferings, they are destined to be partakers of his glory. In holy vision, the prophet saw the triumph of the people of God. He says, "I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints."